Chapter 4. Sleepyhead. I squeeze Robin's hands again and again. "Robin, wake up! You have to wake up!" I whimper. Her eyelids don't even flicker. Robin is out cold. Lottie frowns. "Her fault. She should have been more careful." I can't help but agree.
"What's going on?" Jonah asks, chewing his bottom lip. "Why is she asleep? Where are we?"
I keep hand-squeezing as I answer. "We're in the story of Sleeping Beauty, and Robin pricked herself on the pointy part of the sewing contraption, and she's obviously sound asleep."
"Does that mean we messed up the story?" Jonah asks.
"I don't know," I snap. "Just because Jonah didn't pay attention to our Nana's stories doesn't mean I should have to explain everything to him all the time. Let's try and wake her up. Robin, wake up!" I yell again, an inch from her face. "You two better be quiet," Lottie snaps. "The princess is about to come in here, and she needs to prick her finger." I ball my hands into fists. "We need to help our friend. Do you know how to wake her up?"
"She's not my problem," Lottie retorts. "And you need to get out of the way."
"We're not going anywhere," I insist, putting my fists on my hips. "No way am I leaving Robin."
"Then you better hide so the princess doesn't see you. And be quiet."
I grab Jonah by the hand, and we crouch between the curved wall and the bed.
"Who's Lottie?" he asks.
Who is Lottie? If we're in Sleeping Beauty, and Lottie is a villain, then she is probably... the evil fairy? I squeeze my brother's hand. This could be dangerous.
"What makes the evil fairy evil?" my brother asks. "Can you tell me the whole story, please?"
I sigh. "Okay. A king and queen were having trouble having a baby, but eventually a princess was born. They invited 12 fairies to a party to celebrate her birth. All the fairies in the kingdom except for one." He shakes his head solemnly.
"That wasn't very nice."
"It certainly wasn't," Lottie pipes in. "In fact, it's extremely rude and hurtful."
Jonah nods in agreement.
"At school, you can't just leave one kid off your birthday list. You have to invite the whole class."
Lottie squares her shoulders.
"That is a very good rule."
They didn't invite her because they had only 12 sets of gold plates instead of 13, I say. I don't know why they couldn't just use paper plates, but anyway, each fairy gave the princess a magical gift.
Jonah's eyes widen. "Like what? Real crocodiles that know karate?"
I snort. "No. Useful things like courage and kindness, intelligence and beauty, the ability to play the piano."
"I can already play the piano," Jonah remarks.
"Chopsticks does not count," I counter. He juts out his chin.
"Does so?"
"Enough," Lottie says. "You guys are way too loud."
I tell the rest of the story in whispers, close to Jonah's ear so Lottie can't hear. The 11th fairy had just given her gift when the 13th fairy, Lottie, I guess, stormed into the party all mad at being overlooked. She said she had a gift for the princess. When the princess turned 15, she'd prick her finger on a spindle and die. I pause, realizing something.
"Oh, right, that's what the pointy part is called, the spindle." "That's the worst birthday present ever," Jonah whispers.
His breath smells like marshmallows. Did he not brush his teeth after the s'mores? Apparently, my brother needs a lesson on proper dental hygiene. Where was I? Oh, right.
Luckily, the 12th fairy hadn't had her turn yet. She said she couldn't undo the older fairy's spell. The 13th fairy was really old and powerful, but she could soften it. She said that instead of dying when she pricked herself, the princess would fall into a deep sleep. After 100 years, a prince would wake her up. The king and queen still didn't want that to happen, though, so they banned all spindles from the kingdom.
Not all of them.
Jonah motions to the one in front of us.
Good point, I whisper back.
Then I try to stretch my legs. My feet are tingling.
Seems like this one slipped through their fingers.
Anyway, one day, when Sleeping Beauty was 15, she was exploring the palace. She went into a tower and saw the spindle. She pricked her finger by accident and fell into a deep sleep, and everyone in the castle fell asleep too. No one took care of the palace, and it became overgrown with vines and leaves. 100 years later, a prince cut through them all and found Sleeping Beauty. He kissed her and woke her up. Everyone else in the family woke up too, and they lived
happily ever after, Jonah said. I figured.
So what do you think is going to happen next? Is Sleeping Beauty going to show up now and accidentally prick her finger and then fall asleep next to Robin? The bed is pretty small.
I guess so.
Clump, clump, clump. Lottie perks up.
Someone's coming up the stairs,
Jenna exclaims.
Shh!
Lottie hisses in our direction.
So what do we do?
Jenna asks. Do we let her prick her finger like she's supposed to?
I guess so, I say. She gets a happy ending. Might as well leave it as it is.
Clump, clump, clump. Jonah and I both duck. The door is thrown open, and a teenage girl bursts into the room. She has straight blonde hair, pale skin, pink cheeks, and big blue eyes. She's tall, but delicate looking. She looks a lot like the Sleeping Beauty on my jewelry box, except here she's awake. She's wearing a red dress, cinched at the waist with a sparkly gold sash. She's also wearing a gold crown. She has a determined look on her face.
Hello,
Lottie says to the princess, super casually. Her pretend smile returns, looking just as fake as it did before.
You must be the princess. Come on in.
Any second now, the princess is going to approach the spindle and accidentally prick her finger. Then the story can go on the way it's supposed to. We'll just have to figure out how to wake up Robin. The princess opens her mouth to speak. I expect her to say something like, "Oh, what could that be?" Or, "I've never seen that before. Maybe I should touch it." But instead, she says,
"Finally, a spindle!"
Huh? Lottie mutters. I am thinking the same thing. Sleeping Beauty ignores Lottie. She rushes right to the sewing contraption and stops short an inch away.
Future life, future prince, here I come, she says dreamily, reaching her hand out toward the spindle.
What does she mean? She wants to touch the spindle on purpose? She wants to prick her finger?
Ouch!
She cries as the needle pierces her skin. A speck of blood pops up on her finger.
Here we go!
I stay in my hiding spot and wait for her to swoon into a deep sleep. Then we can get back to the task at hand, waking Robin. I continue waiting, and wait some more. Sleeping Beauty just stands there. She is not falling asleep. She's not even yawning.
Uh-oh. I know what this means. We messed up another fairy tale.